Imagine standing before a prospect, heart racing as you prepare to ask for the sale. Weeks of relationship building have led to this moment, yet your mouth goes dry and anxiety floods your system. This universal experience forms the foundation of Jeb Blount's transformative work on sales objections. What makes rejection in sales so uniquely painful? Our brains are literally wired to experience social rejection as physical pain. When someone says no, the same neural pathways activate as when you break a bone, explaining why Tylenol can actually reduce rejection pain while having no effect on other emotions. This isn't just psychological discomfort, it's biological reality. Our fear of rejection stems from ancient survival mechanisms. For our ancestors, tribal rejection meant death from starvation or predators. This existential threat made rejection sensitivity an evolutionary advantage that got hardwired into our DNA. Every human has an unfillable need to feel important, to know we matter and belong. When rejected, we experience a cascade of effects: disconnection, negative self-talk, and attacks on our self-worth. This makes sales uniquely challenging because you must actively seek situations where rejection is likely, essentially becoming a rejection magnet. The most important discipline in sales isn't closing techniques or product knowledge, it's asking. Asking directly, confidently, and repeatedly unlocks everything from qualifying information to buying commitments. Most salespeople fail because they don't ask clearly, instead using weak language like maybe or possibly. When you ask assertively, prospects say yes 50 to 70% of the time, compared to just 10-30% with passive asking. This difference stems from both the psychological impact on the prospect and your own conviction. Asking with confidence requires emotional vulnerability. You expose yourself with nowhere to hide. Consider Richard, who persisted through 71 voicemails and 18 emails before connecting with me. When I raised objections after his demo, he addressed them by relating to my situation, clarifying concerns, and minimizing obstacles. The brutal truth: to succeed, you must risk rejection. Ditch your wishbone and grow a backbone. When prospects suddenly need to think it over after months of engagement, they're responding emotionally based on past experiences. Most stakeholders have graduated from sales university. Their professors being previous salespeople who used manipulative tactics, teaching them to be deliberately vague with objections. Traditional overcoming objections training is fundamentally flawed. Arguing stakeholders into submission triggers psychological reactance, people's natural tendency to rebel when they feel their choices threatened. Dr. Antonio Damasio demonstrated that human decisions begin with emotion, not logic. People with damaged limbic systems but intact rational brain functions struggled with simple decisions, explaining why addressing emotionally based objections with pure logic fails. Our brains use heuristics, mental shortcuts that create cognitive biases. The status quo bias makes us avoid irreversible decisions, explaining why deals stall late in the process. Combined with our safety bias, making us more sensitive to potential losses than gains, buyers amplify flaws in your proposition, often choosing inaction over change. Objections come in four distinct forms, each requiring different handling techniques. Prospecting objections occur when asking for time, the hardest ask in sales. Prospects deploy reflex responses, brush-offs, and objections, RBOs, like just send information, as defense mechanisms against daily sales approaches. Red herrings divert attention through sudden topic changes or unnecessary technical details, causing salespeople to lose conversation control and extend sales cycles. Micro-commitment objections arise when requesting small steps to maintain deal momentum, such as additional meetings or stakeholder access. These subtle resistances require demonstrating the value of continued engagement. Buy-in commitment objections emerge at final decision points, involving concerns about price, budget, timing, status quo, approval needs, and competitors that determine deal closure. Effective professionals use flexible frameworks rather than memorized scripts, maintaining confidence and emotional control to address the underlying concerns behind each objection type. To succeed in sales, you must become comfortable with rejection. The only way to avoid rejection is to never ask, which guarantees failure. Success requires both the discipline to ask and the skills to overcome objections while maintaining emotional control. 7 disruptive emotions impede sales success. Fear, the root of most failures, desperation, creating neediness, insecurity, undermining confidence, need for significance, triggering fight or flight when rejected, attachment, losing perspective, eagerness, becoming the buyer's puppet, and worry, paralyzing you with possibilities. Becoming rejection-proof begins with emotional awareness. Self-awareness allows your rational brain to evaluate emotions and choose responses. Like Jia Jiang, who intentionally sought rejection to build immunity, you must experience emotions without being controlled by them. Your brain naturally fixates on worst-case scenarios. Elite performers counter this by visualizing success. By focusing on breathing and mentally rehearsing confidently, you train your mind to manage disruptive emotions. Research shows physical posture affects feelings. When facing rejection, slumped shoulders signal insecurity. Dr. Amy Cuddy's research demonstrates power posing influences hormone levels and confidence. While the initial fight-or-flight response is involuntary, the key is giving your rational brain time to respond, what Tara Bedick-Goleman calls the magic quarter second. For prospecting objections, use ledge, disrupt, ask. A ledge is a memorized response giving your brain time to regulate emotions. The disrupt step breaks the prospect's pattern with unexpected statements. Finally, confidently ask again for what you want. Most turnarounds fail here due to hesitation. For red herrings, apply pays. Pause to collect emotions, acknowledge what you heard, ignore the distraction, or save it for later. Define call objectives early to set clear expectations. For buying commitment objections, use RIMAs. Relate to the stakeholder's perspective instead of arguing. Isolate all objections before addressing any. Minimize the objection while maximizing your proposal's value. Ask confidently for commitment and fall back to an alternative if needed. These frameworks aren't rigid scripts, but flexible approaches that adapt to your style and situation. Practice until they become second nature, allowing you to maintain emotional control while guiding prospects through concerns. Stephen King collected rejection letters before becoming legendary. Harlan Sanders heard no 1,000 times before creating KFC. J.K. Rowling faced 12 rejections before Harry Potter succeeded. Shaquem Griffin, born missing his left hand, was overlooked until Coach Frost recognized his talent, helping UCF achieve a perfect season. Success demands payment up front through hard work, sacrifice, and rejection. Fear of rejection prevents more people from achieving greatness than anything else. When you declare ambitious intentions, you'll face discouragement from those threatened by your aspirations. Some become victims of rejection, while others use it as fuel. The difference lies in whether you let fear control you or break free from it. Embrace rejection as motivation and do what others won't. Sales mastery isn't about avoiding rejection, it's about becoming so comfortable with it that it loses its power over you. Every no brings you closer to yes if you persist. Will rejection define your limits, or will you use it as a stepping stone to extraordinary achievement?